Okay, turn to your third session, developing a gospel-based repentance plan. We're going to put some of this in action right now. But turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. We're primarily going to stay in Ephesians in this lecture. Previous one, I went all over the place. This one is Ephesians. So Ephesians chapter 4. Last year at Faith Church, we went through the book of Ephesians, and it was just a blessed thing and a time for us, and really enjoyed that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. This is all the so what. Ephesians 1 through 3, about all that we have in Christ. Ephesians 4 through 6, here is the so what as a result. How should it impact my life? Verse 1, therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, I implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. So what is all of that? Therefore, everything that he's talking about from Ephesians 1 through 3, and again, this is the third time I'm going to say it to you once in each lecture. What did he pray for you? He prayed that you might know and understand the depths of the love of God in Christ. Its height, its width, its breadth, so you don't move on from the gospel. You move into the gospel more. And therefore, I exhort you to walk in a manner worthy of that. Look at verse 11. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets, some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of not obscure theology, deeper principles, but it's the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. God is creating a new people, and those are modeled after, made in the image of his Son. That's what he is doing so that we grow up to be in that, in the love of Christ, finding our identity in Christ with the heart of Christ, those ethical principles of the gospel that I mentioned in the very first thing, those three aspects of the gospel of grace. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. We're growing up into him. We're not moving away. We're growing up into him. Look at verse 17. So, here's what I say and affirm. Together with the Lord, that you no longer walk just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts. And they, having become callous, have been given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. That is what we're being saved from. That is our old man, our old nature, that we repent from, that's abnormal from God's design, but entirely, unfortunately, normal in our world today. But this is what we're being saved from. Notice verse 20. It doesn't say, but you learned all of the principles of biblical counseling. It doesn't say that. And I love, I've been here teaching 27 years, principles of biblical counseling. But you didn't learn not principles. You did not learn who. You did not learn who. You did not learn Christ in this way. If you really have an encounter with Christ in the way that in the feeble ways that I'm trying to present him to you in the first and second session, if I really see that, the way that he loved us, it's incompatible with what I just read in verses 17 through 19. It has to be. It's entirely opposite of that. And because it's entirely opposite, you were saved. So if you really get Christ, and I'm not saying you don't, we're all growing in our understanding of who he is, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the height and depth and breadth of the love of God for us in Christ. This is how we learned him, as we see in him. You didn't learn Christ in that way. If indeed, verse 21, that you've heard him and have been taught in him just as truth is in Jesus. So, verse 22, that in reference to your former manner of life, and this is where, if you're ACBC certified, if you're biblical counseling, classic put off put on. Classic verse 22, that in reference to your former manner of life, the old man, the abnormal, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. Myself, and so I'm an ACBC fellow now, and I also oversee supervision in our Master of Arts in Biblical Counseling program. I oversee supervising counselors in our MDiv program, and as I mentioned, in ACBC. Most of the time, our counselors don't struggle too much with identifying how we're not doing things right, okay? But we all can be hypercritical and identifying the old man in us. What I really find that I myself, over the course of the last 27 years, those that I'm supervising, I find that they struggle to identify sometimes the opposite of that. What is a truly normal man? Normal meaning there was only one normal man ever that walked the face of the earth, and that was, say his name, if you will, please, Jesus, the one that God is well pleased with. That's the normal man, the second Adam, of a greater Moses. That's what we should be shooting for. Sometimes I see those that I'm supervising, what's the opposite of the old man in heart desires and in outward behavior as well, to identify it. Now, what's the problem with that? If I don't know where the target is, I will never hit it, unless it's randomly, I just shoot in some direction and randomly gets there. So if I don't know where the target is, how can I hit it? And then what changes from the old man to the new man, which is verse 23, renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I know in general, I get it. That's where we talk about truth, and we bring in truth right there. Praise the Lord for truth. I'm all for it. I'm not against it. We praise the Lord for truth, truth of the Word of God. But what truth? As David Pallison said, how do we incisively apply the gospel right there to the old man, that if the Lord wills and the Holy Spirit empowers that person to have faith to believe, that he might change into the new man, becoming more understanding, insightful about those things, and may God help us in that regard. So that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 23, verse 24, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in holiness and truth. Here's what we're talking about here. And this is not new to you, but I'm going to develop it a little bit more robustly and in terms of everything that we've talked about so far. Three intentional actions required for your growth in Christ's likeness. And this is going to be a gospel-centered repentance plan, considering the heart and the gospel here. And, you know, through the surface, though on the surface, that these three actions that I'm going to mention, put off, renew the mind, put on, guys, it doesn't seem that complicated. And it's not. But they do require us to understand the following: your recognition of two different ways of life and identities. What am I living for? What has supplanted the throne of my heart? I have to begin to recognize that. Your recognition of two different ways of life and two different heart motivations. If I have encountered Christ, verse 20, you have not learned Christ in this way. If I truly have encountered him, there must be a growing recognition of a radically different kingdom. When Christ says the least shall be the greatest, and he modeled that for us, and by that we were healed, how do I begin to see that? The differences. You need to make intentional decisions regarding your manner of life. This is not a passive thing. None of this, what I've talked about in first session or the second session is simply let go and let God. None of it is like that. And I sit back and meditate about the great things, but then I have to decide and believe and change. So you need to make intentional decisions regarding of my manner of life. Number three, you need prayerful, persistent, ongoing, Holy Spirit-empowered effort. All of those things, prayerful, persistence, and asking the Holy Spirit to help you to see the beauty of Christ.